She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hand to the distaff and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. She reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, and for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and she sells them, and she supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in times to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household, and she does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. For charm is deceitful, and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruits of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Isn't that a great description of a good, godly, virtuous woman? Well, we're talking about moms, and what we have on here. Now, I'm going to take credit for the visual stunningness, even though Andrew did it. The word mother, we learned from the word mother these blessings of a mother. And starting with the letter M, we see from our text today that a mother is a mediator. A mediator, if you're taking notes. We learn here in verses 1 through 7 that the mother here is talking to her son Solomon. He's identified as King Lemuel, and she is giving him direction and wisdom. We also see mothers mediating in the New Testament. We see in Matthew chapter 20 that the mother of James and John comes to Jesus, and Jesus asks her, what would you like? And she intercedes for her sons. And that's what we do as parents. That's what mothers do. They intercede and they stand in the gap, not only for their children, but also for their husbands and for their families. We see that a Gentile woman came to Jesus. And this kind of is a little weird for a lot of people. Jesus ignores her. And she keeps on. My daughter is sick, my daughter is sick, and Jesus just ignores her. And finally the disciples said, Jesus, do something to shut her up. That's in the Bible. I'm just talking Bible here. And so Jesus turns to her and says, what do you want? She says, heal my daughter. And this is what Jesus said to her. He said, it's not right to give the dogs the bread of the children. Now, there's a lot of lessons in that, but the biggest lesson was she was not to give up. And she says, yes, Lord, but even the puppies get the crumbs that fall. Right? At our house, our puppy gets a lot of crumbs from me. And Jesus works a great miracle. Mothers are wonderful mediators to the Lord on behalf of their families. Not only that, the letter O is occupation. Occupation. We find in our text, Proverbs 31, verses 10, all the way through verse 31 here, the whole thing, we saw that she made an occupation out of being a wife and a mother. Note verse 28 again. Would you see that? Her children rise up and call her blessed, and her husband also, for he praises her. She has done great things. In the lady in our scripture here, she is like a merchant ship. Now, ladies, some of you probably this morning coming to church felt like you were a tugboat, right? Getting the kids ready, getting the husband ready, right? Some of you may feel like a speedboat. You're always on the go, right? But the Bible says that she is like a merchant ship bringing her goods from afar. You know, can I just be honest with you? The men will back this up. You know, they won't in church in front of the other guys, but when they get home, they'll go, that's right, honey. Ladies, we need you. Like the merchant ship. A merchant ship provided the things that the people couldn't provide themselves. Right? A mother provides what the child can't provide themselves. She teaches, she trains, she feeds, she guides, she directs. She's like a merchant ship bringing her goods from afar. What an important, important job. Right? The next one, occupation, we move to T, letter T. A mother is a teacher. Teacher. Look at verse 26 here. It says, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She is the teacher. Proverbs says, train up a child. Now, fellas, you're not off the hook. It's our job to be teachers too. But moms, teach the children, right? You know, it was because of my mom that I became a pastor, because she taught me how to pray. I told her I wanted to pray when I was a little kid. So we kneeled down before the bed, and she started praying, and she just said, Clay, pray after me. You might know the prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to take. I pray the Lord. What? What are you trying to pull here, Mom? Pray the prayer. Okay. Pray the Lord my soul to take. Next one. If I should die before I wake. Your mom teach you that prayer? That's horrible prayer. I got to get right with God. Moms teach. Moms direct. Moms give discipline when needed. But men, fellas, husbands, fathers, that doesn't remove our responsibilities as dads. Amen? Well, let's see what the next one is, where we are. H. Any guesses what H is? A mother is honorable. Honorable. Look at verse 25 again. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in the times to come. How can she rejoice in times to come? Sometimes to come are very difficult times because she is strength and honor. She's strong in the Lord. She is honored among the people, and she is dependable. She is steady. She is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, just like God, because she trusts in the Lord. A child will call on his own mother in the middle of the night while dad sleeps. You ever notice that? And all the dad said, yes. Now, I made a little joke of that, but have you noticed? Child calls out for mom, right? As Bruce was praying, he made mention of the uniqueness and the specialness of the difference between mom and dad. We are different. God has given us different roles, different personalities, different ways of dealing with that. And when both the mom and the dad operate in their proper role, it's awesome. Now, I do know that because of the world that we live in, there are some dynamics that break the mold of the godly example of a family, right? But we can still do our part with whatever position God has brought us in. A mother is honorable. Then E. A mother is an evangelist. An evangelist. Look at verses 2 through 9. Now, we didn't read that, but we're going to now. Verse 1 says, the words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. Okay? This is what Bathsheba taught Solomon. And it falls under the heading of evangelist. She says, what, my son, and what, son of my womb, and what, son of my vows, do not give your strength to women. Now, in this culture, in this talking about being with a woman other than your wife, okay? Nor your ways to that which destroys kings. Here this mom is giving instructions to the son to live right. Instructions. Don't do things that will ruin your life, that will ruin your home, that will destroy your kingdom. And we are all kings of our own kingdom, right? I mean, God is the ultimate king, but you know what I'm saying. And then she goes on to say what those rules are. So she is saying you have to minister the word of God to your children. A child will ask, what about this, mom? The proper response should be, what does Jesus say? What would Jesus do? Proverbs 22:6, we all are familiar with. It says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That word train up there is a word spoken by midwives. It was when they would teach the child how to nurse. They'd take a little bit of oil on their finger, rub it on the roof of the child's mouth. That would create a sucking sensation for the child, right? Cause your child to be hungry for the things of God. And then when they are old, oh, they might take a long path. But when they are old, they'll go, you know, I remember what mom told me. I remember what dad told me. And only God. Solomon had to learn that. We have a whole book in the Bible about his wandering days called the Book of Ecclesiastes, right? He said the whole everything the world has to offer is vanity. Only God truly satisfies. Moms are evangelists. Well, we have one more R. Who can guess what the R is? Remarkable person. Oh, we put it up for, oh, you cheated, Mark. I was so impressed with Mark. I was like, Mark is on fire today. Took my thunder away. Mothers are remarkable persons. Verses 27 through 31, we read already, but notice it says that a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Now give her the fruits of her hands. Isn't that beautiful? Like our Lord, the greatest way that we are made in the image of God is God has blessed women with the ability to create new life. To create life. And that is so awesome. It's so wonderful. Such a great way that men, as Kristen said, don't get to experience that. We do our part, yeah. You just lost all the points you earned earlier, brother. Moms give life. They're mediators, occupationists, they're teachers, they're honorable, they're evangelists, they're remarkable people. They are the givers of life. Psalm 127:3 says, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Isn't that awesome? Sometimes we don't believe it, but children truly are blessings. That's all I had for mothers, and I'm looking at the clock. And I think we're going to stop here. You guys mind getting out early? You can get to, you can beat the Baptist to Denny's. Right? If we get into our text in 1 Kings, we'll be here 2 hours. Those dealing with your blessed children today might not like that. Right? Oh, Norm's got a big project. You might get to go help your children do a big project. But really, let's... We'll stop there for right now because that's all I had, but I wanted to do something for moms and thank all of the moms for your dedication, your service to the Lord, and being awesome moms. Let's stand. We will continue our study in 1 Kings. We're looking at the actual building of the temple next week, so go ahead and read chapters 5 through 8, and we will cover those next week. It's a great study as we continue through the Word of God. Also, don't forget, as Andrew mentioned, in our 9 o'clock hour, we are still having regular church, but during the Sunday school hour, the children are putting on a worship service in the other building. Please come out and do that. They're going to serve snacks. It's going to be a great time. And it's just a neat thing. And also, on the back, there are some CDs that are given there for you, some wonderful worship songs there for you. And we as a church also have gifts for all the moms. Miley Jane will be back at the door. Make sure you get a great gift that we have for you if you're a mom. And God bless you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for our mothers. Jesus, your mom was told that blessed art you among women and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Father, you've blessed all mothers. All mothers are blessed. And blessed is the fruit of their wombs, us, their children. Father, I want to thank you for the gifts of mothers. Lord, I pray that today, as we celebrate Mother's Day, I ask God that you would bring about a restoration for those relationships that might be strained. I pray, God, that today you would mend hearts that might be broken. But there might be some here today who's celebrating Mother's Day without their mom. And unfortunately, there could be some here today celebrating Mother's Day, and their child is in heaven. Whatever situation we would be in, Lord, we ask for your grace, your love, and your favor. We ask for your help and your mercy. And Lord, we speak a blessing on all moms here today. Holy Spirit, would you go with us as we leave this your sanctuary? Help us, Lord, to be good examples of Christ for the world. Thank you for what you're doing in our church and our family, Lord God. We continue to serve you. We look forward to all the good things that you have planned for us. So, Father, now as we break, I just speak a blessing on every person and every family that's represented here. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Worship team is going to lead us in a song, and as we always do during that song, we're going to open up the altars for prayer. Kelly's going to join me up front. The fellows are going to join me up front, and if you have a prayer need or request, we invite you to come forward. We'd love to pray with you and for you. At the end of that prayer time, we will dismiss in a congregational prayer. So let's lift up our voices now in praise. And if you need prayer, come forward now.